Tonight's shiur, Simen Chav Zayin, Se'if Yud, and Se'if Yud Aleph. Se'if Yud. Tzorech Sheyia HaKesher Me'achori HaRoish L'mala Be'orif. The knot at the back of the Tefillin Shoroish has to be higher up, not on the neck, but on the bottom of the skull. Tzorech lechaven haketzitza shetei be'emtza. You should also make sure that the body of the tefillin shoroish is in the center. Kedei shetei keneged bein hanayim. It should be between the eyes. V'gam hakesher yeh be'emtza oref. And similarly, the knot should be in the center at the back of the head. V'lo yita lechan lechan. It shouldn't be tilted one way or the other. And also make sure that the knot that looks like a dalad, the dalad to be facing out. The Ramah says, din shalyad. Similarly with the knot on the shalyad, make sure it doesn't turn around the wrong way. Where do you put the knot at the back of the tefillin shoroish, lamala be'orif, shu soif halgulodis. That's the end of the skull. V'hu neged aponim. It should be opposite the face. V'lo kol kach lamata keneged hagaron. It should not be lower down opposite the throat. V'tov shi'amunach ikar hakesher lamala min aguma. The person should try to make most of the knot above the indentation at the back of the head. And certainly make sure that none of the knot behind the head is on a spot that is without hair. Or if that's already the neck and not the oirif, it has to be higher up. It can't be on the smooth part of the neck. Therefore, one has to be careful that the strap that goes around the head should be precise and tight around the head. The strap should not be larger than the head size. Does you'll have two problems. One problem, it's supposed to be tight. It has to be a quality of ukashartem, as if it's tied. If it's held tightly in place, it's the equivalent of tying it. Shane, second of all, if the straps are wide and the tefillin is going to be loose around his head, then the body of the tefillin is going to fall forward onto his forehead. Or alternatively, the knot in the back of the head is going to go back below on his neck. It will not be in the right spot. In order to make sure that the tefillin is tightly secured and the kasher in the back is still on the head, not the neck, and the tefillin, the front of the tefillin shoroish is above the hairline, the area between the loop around the head should be small. It should be a tight fit. It should not be loose. Sefkar Lam Avav, in addition, we want the bias of the tefillin shoroish between the eyes, shetei be'emtza, roichav haroish, in the middle of the width of the head. V'lo yateh osam l'tzad echad. It should not be leaning to one side. Kedei sheyiskayim, this would fulfill v'hoyu l'totofos bein einecha. It should be between your eyes. Many achronim write that if he changed this and it wasn't in the middle of his head, he did not fulfill the mitzvah tefillin. One should be careful. One should also be careful not to have tefillin that are too large, because then it's almost impossible that it should be tight on the head. That they should also be snug, set on their place. Because if you put them on the top of the head as they should be, it won't be tight. And the knot in the back will not be in the right place. More about this in Simulam Base. Sif Kadal Lamed Zayin Shinirik Ein Dalet. Now the knot in the back of the Shalrosh appears like a Dalet. Kishtei Ritzuos Yoitzos Mitocha Kesh Lamata. There are two straps that emerge from that knot and they go down. Osa Yoitzos Misat Smoil Hamaniach Nemshachas Lerochvo. The one that goes on the left side of the person who wears the tefillin, that's going across the width of the body, kmo gag hadali, the roof of the dalad. V'osah yotzes tzad yamin, the one that goes down the right side of the wearer, nimshaches ba'oyrich lamata, kmo regel hadalad, that side of the knot goes down like the leg of the dalad. V'yirish lo yishapich ha'kesher bas yoso b'levishaso. You should make sure the kesher, this knot, is not turned inside out when you make it or when you wear it. Finally, come on, Simulam Beis, if you don't base, Masha Kasav and Lisham, and Simulam Beis, we talk more about this over there. He talks over there about those who have a minig, that we call it a double dalad. It's a double dalad, it's basically a square in the back of the head. And there are people who said that's the way to do it, and other people say the regular dalad is the way to do it, and whatever your minig is, that's what your minig is. So if you're Aleph, Tzarech Sheyeh HaShachor SheBeRetzuos LeTzad Chutz, the black side of the straps have to be facing out. V'lo Yishapchu, they should not turn over. Bein Shel Yad, Bein Shel Rosh, whether it's Tefillin Shel Yad, Bein Tefillin Shel Rosh. Yishal Shel HaRetzuos SheYetluyim LeFanov, the straps of the Tefillin Shel Rosh should be hanging in front of him. V'yagiyu, they should reach Ad HaTabur, until the navel, Olamal Men Ma'at, or a little bit above. Let's stop here. See Mishnah Berurah of Kol Lamaches. V'lo yishapchu, the straps should not be turned. V'im nishapchu, if they did turn, midas chasidus hu lehisanois. It's a midas chasidus to fast, who liftus bitzdako, to pay tzedaka in lieu of a fast. Feina hak bishlo yishapchu ela mashemake v'sevoish v'sekiboros pamachas. The concern is particularly about the straps that go around the head, between the tefillin shel rosh and the knot in the back of the head, or the strap that goes around the bicep that holds the tefillin in place. But what you wrap around your arm beneath the elbow, or what hangs below the knot of the tefillin shel rosh, there is no kepeda, there's no concern at all that shouldn't turn over. Lefisha eino me ikra hamitzvah, that's not ikra mitzvah. Umi kamokam nonetheless, mishum noy hamitzvah, because of the beauty of the mitzvah, where the hafoch shiyah hashachor letzad chutz, is proper to make sure the black is facing out, afilu b'moseh, even on this extra part. So when we talk about, make sure there's no turning over of the strap, and if it does, it brings us to fast, that's talking about between the shalroish and the kesher of the shalroish, or the part that tightens the shalyad to the bicep above the elbow. Everything else is extra. Sifkot lamed tes, bein shalyad v'chulu. We don't want the ritzuas to flip over where the shalyad shalosh hainu b'shalyad shuroya kishu meniach. By the shalyad, the strap that you see when you put it on. Yachal yirosh liyishapich lohakesh ritzuas, so make sure the knot isn't turned over, not the strap. Now the shalosh, you can't really see it when you put it on. So you have to feel it with your hands. From the point of the tefillin bias on both sides, make sure they are resting properly on the head. They should hang in front of you, the tefillin shalosh straps, until the navel. If it's longer, that doesn't bother us. Or if it's a little bit above, it's fine. If you look in Mekiva Eger's Chidushim, and the Malbim's Arts of Zachayim, the Maske, they conclude, the Shal Yamin at HaTabor, the Shal Smol at HaChoza. The right hanging strap of the Tefillin Shal Roy should go to the navel, and the left until the chest. Whereas the Torah says further, Yesh Oimim, some would say the shel yamin ad hamil, the right strap goes down to the place of brismila, the shel smol ad hatabur, on the left until the navel. So basically, either way, the right is longer than the left. And the notes point out that we don't make a distinction for a left-handed person for this. Even a left-handed person, we want the right strap of the shalrosh to descend longer than the left strap of the shalrosh. Back into the Mechaber. Roichav haratzuos, the width of the straps, shalyad v'shalrosh. Both shalyad and shalrosh, ka'oirech sa'oira l'pachos, should be at least the length of a barley. In Piches Mishir, Oyrech Ratsuas Rachbon, if you did not have the proper length of the Ratsuas, it didn't go to the navel, or you didn't have the proper width, the size of a barley. In Meinemot Sacheros, if you don't have any other tefillin to wear, Meinich and Kemoshim, wear them as they are. Achim Sacheros Keshu, until you find the proper straps that have the proper lengths. Stop here, see Mishnah Berurah Sevkot, Mebez Ka'orech Sa'orah, the width of a barley, Hainu Beklipaso, with its shell, Ava below ha'okets shalah, without its spike, or on, is the official word, the yeshba akotzim aruchim ba'ol, because the ons or the spikes can go very long. We don't count that. V'yesh oimim, some say, the dai b'roichev me'oirech chita. Some say it should be enough if it's wider, the width is the length, is larger than the length of a wheat, u'pachos me'ksara, even though it's less than a barley. If you need to, you can rely on that. The post can point out, I want you to be very careful at the point where you tighten the tefillin. Very often the ritsua shrinks at that point, or perhaps even rip. You don't have the proper shi'ur. So pay attention specifically to the points where you adjust the tefillin, where the strap may not be as wide. Now, if it's folded and can fold back, there's no problem. But if it actually loses from its width, it's a problem. The notes on the side point out that according to Chazon Ish, we want the strap to be at least 10.7 millimeters, and Rav Chaim Noah says 10 millimeters. So it's going to have a certain degree of width to be considered kosher, and generally our straps all fill that requirement. If you don't find with the proper dimension strap, then put on what you find. Some say it's kosher, whereas others say it's possible. So the conclusion is, if this is all you have, put these on until you find something else to put on. In the way they are. The Achronim maski, the Achronim conclude, the impiches meshir ha'oirich b'shal yad ha'nizkir le'el b'sivches, that if the length of the tefillin shal yad strap isn't long enough to reach to the fingers where you're going to do the wrappings, yinich b'li bracha, then put it on without a bracha. V'meish k'dei lifshot ad etzbet sreda, but if it's long enough to reach the middle finger, ha'krichos ein ma'akvin, don't worry about the fact that you can't wrap it around your arm. So we're discussing the length of the tefillin shel roish strap. The tefillin shel yad strap, we said, has to go around your arm and wrap, and then you get to the fingers and wrap there too. So he's saying the minimum shear for a strap on the shel yad is to, after you tighten it, to get down to the middle finger. That's already long enough, even though you couldn't do the wrappings around the arm. It's not ma'akif. Uba oirech ritsua shel roish, as far as the minimum lengths for the tefillin shel roish straps, Kosev ba'aretz Chayim, the Malbim writes, in Aretz Chayim, the Davkim yesh chutz mimashe makif ha'roish al kolponim kashir shnei tfochim. There has to be at least two tfochim worth of strap beyond the knot of the shel roish. Halav hach, if you don't have it, yenichein b'lo brach, you put on without a bracha. Ulin roichav ritzuos ha'shiyad v'shel roish, and as far as the width of the straps of the shiyad shel roish, hichmer gamkin is also strict. If you only have the width of a wheat and not a barley, you wear it without a bracha. Ayin Sham, look there. As far as fixing ritzuos, which means to sew on an extension or to tie a knot for make an extension, it's discussed at the end of Siman Lamed Gimel. So the appropriate dimensions are the shalyad should reach to do all the wrappings through the middle finger, and the shalrosh down to the navel and so on. But if you don't have that much, the minimum length for the shalyad is to reach the middle finger, even without the krichas. And the minimal length of the shalosh, he says, is two tefachim beyond the knot. And if you don't have those shi'urim, you're not going to make a bracha. The mechaber continues. Tefillin shel roish. Toiv lehiyosam geluyim v'nirim. As far as tefillin shel roish are concerned, it's proper and good. They should be noticed and should be revealed and seen. Aval talmid b'fnei rabbi ain derech eretz l'galas tefillin b'fanov. It's not derech eretz for a talmid to show his tefillin in front of his rabbi. Ramah says in b'shal yadin lahak b'demhem geluyim ha'mechusim. As far as shal yad is concerned, we're not concerned if they are covered or not. Nearly the achshav she'ein menichin el b'zman krishma tefillin. It would seem to me, since today we only wear tefillin during Shmoneh Esrei and Shema Shmoneh Esrei, afilu talmud if neirabu yochel legalus af b'shal rosh, even a talmud in front of his rebbe can wear his shal rosh exposed. V'chein ha'minig shlo lizon. That's the meaning, not to concern with that. Mishtabur sevkal mem hey. Toiv lehiyosim v'chulu. The tefillin shal rosh should be seen. Tichsev, like it says, v'ru kolami arz v'goymer. V'toiv shugam ha'kashim v'gul. It's also good if the knot in the back is seen. Aval eino hagen kins not the minig. U'b'dievet afim ha'yu mechus n'gam yasin. Even if you totally cover the shal rosh, you'd be yetz. Sivka menvav ein derech eretz. It's not derech eretz in front of the rabbi. She tefillin him derech kovet, because tefillin gives kovet. Like it says, and it's a lack of derech eretz to equate himself to his rebbe. Therefore, he should cover it with his talis or his hat. We're not makbid by shal yad. But still, a chatchil to cover it because mohar lechal ois, they should cover it from shal yad. We're not mocked if they're revealed or not. Perishim nikru'u pegadolesim. But if he has a sleeve and the sleeve is torn over his tefillin shayad, it doesn't bother us that you see the tefillin shayad through the sleeve. I will also nichan ala begad, but you absolutely cannot put the tefillin shayad on top of your sleeve. For chanal b'sifhei, like we said before in sifhei. So it's fascinating. He says, don't be tefillin on your sleeve, like we said in sifhei. Sifhei is not the halacha of chatzitza. Sifdal is the halacha of chatzitza. And Sifdal says, don't have a chatzitza. What's Sifhei? Sifhei is the person who has to put something on his injury and cover it. So that's what he's referring to. This halacha of not doing derech hachitzoinim. Not doing, like the Mishnah said, the people who dafka wore the tefillin shayad over the sleeve, it's derech hachitzoinim, that you can't do. That you got absolutely is unacceptable because it's the derech hachitzoinim.